Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Issue 16, On Set.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm your host, Lana Lang. My guest today is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, one of the city's most beloved figures, and a close personal friend of mine, Lois Lane. Thanks for joining us, Lois.
I'm very happy to be here, Lana.
You recently went through a terrible ordeal, having been kidnapped by Lex Luthor's personal assistant, Mercy Graves?
Yes, but let's make sure we're clear on that. I was kidnapped by Mercy, who acted of her own volition. Lex Luthor had nothing to do with this.
And Mercy said as much herself, but I think there are many in this city who would find that hard to swallow.
Do I look like that bothers me? The truth is the truth. If people don't like it, that's not my problem.
Do you believe this, Kent?
No, Perry. I don't. Not for a second.
How could she betray us like this?
You know Lois, Chief. And you know that betrayal's not in her repertoire.
Certainly doesn't seem like her.
Luthor's behind this, just like he's been behind everything else going on lately. I just have to find a way to connect it to him.
You know, I have to say, Lois, I find it odd that you would defend Mr. Luthor, considering that it was your expose on him that led to his resignation from the presidency. Lois, do you have a response to that?
Well, things have changed.
With you or with Lex?
Both. Lex is different now. He's gentle, kind, caring.
We'll have more on this unexpected development right after these messages.
I think I may be sick. Turn it off.
No, wait.
Tonight on WGBS News at 11, we'll have a special report on the newest figure in town. Some hail him as the one who will do what Superman won't. Others say he's nothing more than a vigilante thug in a mask. We'll take an in-depth look at Envy, friend or foe?
Envy? I can't remember all the new costumes that show up in Metropolis, but I don't remember hearing that name before.
Me neither.
Let me help you with the door, sir.
I can handle it.
I'm sorry we're not more wheelchair accessible, but our business is small, and it's hard to afford the necessary modifications.
Don't worry about it.
What can I do for you?
My name is John Henry Irons. I called about seeing one of the graves in your cemetery plot.
Ah, yes, Mr. Irons. You were looking for Dr. Franklin Anderson, yes?
That's correct.
Were you a friend of his?
Close enough. Can you take me to his grave?
Certainly. I presided over his funeral myself. This was 5 years ago, I believe.
How is it that you remember him? You must oversee hundreds of funerals each year.
This one was very unusual. No real ceremony, no mourners. I don't even think there was an obituary printed. And it was paid for with a corporate account.
Yeah, that is odd. Can you tell me who paid for his arrangements?
Mr. Irons, I'm not in the habit of divulging the private details of our clients.
Please, I only recently found out he died, and I'd like to send a thank you to whoever saw to it that he was properly taken care of.
Oh, well, I wouldn't normally, but considering the circumstances, I suppose it couldn't hurt. His bill was paid for by Reprodyne Industries.
Reprodyne? They used to do government contract work, didn't they?
Honestly, I wouldn't know.
I'll have to pay them a visit.
I can take you to the grave now, if you'd like.
Yes. Thank you.
City Desk, Clark Kent speaking.
Hello, Mr. Kent. I believe I have some information that may be of interest to you.
Information on what?
A Luther.
I see. Can we meet somewhere?
No. I can't be seen with you in public.
How do I know I can trust you if you won't let me meet you or hear your real voice?
Your phone line is being monitored. I had no choice.
Who is this?
A friend.
Oh, Miss Serena! The splendiferousness of your generousness! This lab will be perfect for my needs!
Yes, well, not like I could spend my money on anything else in this town, Comrade Anderson.
Oh? Oh, Mr. Luthor's embargo on your operations still fully in effect, is it then?
When has it not been?
I was going to ask you that. I wouldn't actually know myself, being that we only recently met.
Doctor! It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, I see, of course. I have no use for rhetoric myself. I find it too wordy.
Irony. It burns.
Mr. Luthor burned you?
Help me. Someone, please. No, he did not burn me. Not physically.
Then, what did he do?
Oh, I remember. I remember too well. It was several months ago. I had just moved to Metropolis to set up operations for Russian Mafia. We would establish presence here. And then branch out to Gotham and New York. But one does not appear in Metropolis without Luthor knowing about it. Not even in the underworld. We start in Suicide Slump. We offer protection to business owners.
Protection from what, boss?
From us. They want to live, they pay. When money starts coming in, we branch out to guns, sell to gangs, and let them kill each other. Then we move in with drugs to take their place.
What about the cops?
The Russian Mafia has connections to...
Oh, crap. It's Superman.
Not hardly.
A girl? In bellboy outfit.
You've come to the wrong city.
Your stupid heroes are all alike.
I'm no hero.
Get her!
Right, boss.
Don't move.
I think I'm going to listen to her, boss.
Who are you?
My name is Mercy. Mr. Luthor sends his regards.
Luthor? I was hoping to make his acquaintance. We can do business.
You have nothing Mr. Luthor wants. You have nothing to offer. You have no business in his city.
His city?
Leave while you can.
This is outrage! I go where I please. Do as I wish.
Not in this town.
Oh.
That was my nephew!
Was. Mr. Luthor controls this city. You'll get no cooperation from the people, from the police, or from any of the rest of the criminal underworld. Go back to Mother Russia and drown your sorrows in cheap vodka before you get hurt trying to play with the big boys.
My word! Miss Mercy is quite the stone-cold hoochie, isn't she?
Stone-cold hoochie? Whatever. I give you this lab. Now you give me what I want, or I send you to meet my nephew.
But, well, how can I? I mean, I'd love to. I'm sure he's a lovely fellow, but he's dead. Oh. Yes. Yes, I think I see.
When can you have the information on LexCorp?
Well, I need a satellite link into the mainframes. The WLX radio station has one that should be relatively easy for me to hack into, but I shall need that diversion I mentioned to you. Oh yes, I shall. If a becaped man in blue tights shows up, I fear I shall wet myself, among other things, you see. Were you able to convince Parasite?
You'll have your diversion soon. She's on her way.
The scrawny man in goggles said Superman is statistically seen most often around the Daily Planet. Attack him there and he was bound to show up. Yes. This is the drainage junction right in front of the building. Good. I'm hungry. Time to stop the presses.
Next time on Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. A friend seems lost for good.
I think you've had enough surprises lately.
You mean Lois?
Ever since the Bizarro's attack, she's been a totally different person.
Is Clark's mysterious informant really on his side?
I've spent years studying Luther, trying to bring him down.
And what do you need me for?
I need someone I can trust to keep the evidence safe while we build a case against him.
Dr. Anderson begins his plans for revenge.
Hello, world! Or rather, hello, Lincoln to LexCorp!
And the Daily Planet is under attack.
Superman, come out and play!
Oh my God! Is that...
Parasite.
Business picks up as Pendant Productions presents Issue 17 of Superman, the Last Son of Krypton, on May 31st, 2006. Only at SupermanHomepage.com. In 3 weeks.
In the fourth issue of Batman, the Ace of Detectives, after the tragedy that unfolded last issue, the Joker and his party have found their hideout.
Home, home, home at last.
You murdered the man I love.
You need me to get out of this.
Meanwhile, as the Batman gets closer to finding out Joker's location, his efforts are hampered by someone unexpected.
I told you she couldn't be trusted.
She could still be helping us. The night has only just begun. May 17, 2006. Only at BatmanYTV.com.
And in 1 month, Mercy realizes the truth about Lex.
He used me. He used my feelings for him, for his own personal gain.
Diana and Ferdinand are uneasy about the future.
It feels like there's something just over the horizon. Something we can't see just yet.
It feels inevitable. Whatever it is, it feels like a warning.
Io confronts Cassie about her training.
Cassie, finishing your history homework will keep you out of trouble here on Themyscira. Mastering your fighting techniques will keep you out of trouble everywhere, even on Patriarch's world.
And Dr. Fox tells Diana her suspicions about Cersei.
So something must have had a kind of effect on them while Cersei was in court.
That's what I was thinking, but what could it be?
Issue 4 of Wonder Woman, Champion of Themyscira, premieres May 24th. 2006. Only at WonderWomanYTB.com.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Superman, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Michael Lunar McCaskill as John Henry Iron, Neil Bailey as Dr. Anderson, Catherine Pride as Sarina, Gwynne Peabody as Perry White, Lauren Hallie Peabody as Mercy, Darian Lindell as Lana Lang, Julie Goldstein as Parasite, Clover Watson as Cat Grant, Neil Saha as the Mortician, and Troy E. Daniels as Sarina's nephew. Written and directed by Jeffrey Bridges, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2006 Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2006, DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.